Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you on behalf of Europlai Industries Limited and SKP Securities to Europlai Limited Industries Limited's Q3 FY26 result webinar. We have with us Mr. Akhilesh Chitlangia, MD and CEO, and Mr. Vijay Kumar Yadav, CFO. Friends, this webinar is being recorded for compliance reasons, and during the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements which must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. We'll have Mr. Chitlangia's opening remarks, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Chitlangia.
Good morning, Naveen, and good morning to all participants today. Thank you for hosting this once again, Naveen. Good morning, and thank you for our webinar for third quarter FY6 on call. Also, Mr. Vijay Yadav. GRI was founded in 1957 and over the years has built a strong brand in the industry, and it's recognized across the country for its high standard of quality, which we have maintained over the years. Europlai recently celebrated its 69th year in operation, and we are proud to have played a meaningful part in India's for over the last six decades. Third quarter revenue at 93.05 crores, a 3.6% growth over the same period last year, down 11% from the previous quarter. The business reported a profit before tax of 1.37 crores, up by 13.7% from the same period last year. For the quarter, revenue from in-house manufactured goods stood at 60.7 crores, 11.6% growth over the same period last year, and up by 15% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Revenue from our contract manufacturing site stood at 32.3 crores, down 8.7% on year-on-year basis and down by 37% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Gross margin this quarter stood at 37.1%, up from 34.2% same period last year and up from 34.8% in Q2 FY26. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 5.4 crores, a 23.7% increase from the same quarter last year, though down 16.4% from previous quarter. In margin terms, the EBITDA margin stood at 5.8% of sales as compared to 4.9% in the same period last year and 6.2% in Q2 FY26. If you look at the 9-month performance, our revenue stood at 291 crores, up by 9.6% in the same period, and the business reported a profit of 5.92 crores as compared to 3.6 crores. Revenue from in-house manufactured goods stood at 163 crores, up 1.8%. And revenue from contract manufacturing stood at 128 crores, marking a 21% growth over the same period. Gross margins saw a significant improvement, standing at 35.3% as compared to 34.7% in the same period. Overall, this has been a very challenging quarter for us, which has been hampered extensively by the environment-related restrictions in constructions in a core market of North India, and in particular Delhi and the NCR areas. That has been very challenging for us. And now I request Vijay Yadav to take us through some of the financials.
Thank you, sir, and good morning to everyone. Let me take you some of the key financials for the last year. For 9 months FY26, employee expenses is 12.2% of sales as compared to 11.1% for 9 months FY25. Marketing expenses is at 2.8% of sales as compared to 3.6% of sales for the same period. Finance expenses is 2.4% of sales as compared to 2% of sales for the last year, same period. Data for 9 months is at 45 days of sales as compared to 43 days for the last year. Inventory is at 182 days of consumption as compared to 165 days of FY25. Creditor days is 101 days as compared to 84 days of FY25. As a result, cash conversion cycle is at 125 days for the 9 month FY26. Our ROC on annualized basis is at 11.85% as compared to 10.64% of the previous year. So these were the brief of the key financials. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Vijay, and we would be more than happy to take any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Chitlangia. Thank you, Mr. Yadav. Friends, we now open the floor for the Q&A session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, request you to raise your hand and we'll take it up. We take the first question from Nishita Sanklesha. Nishita, please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So I had two questions. So one is that in the previous call you mentioned that our own manufacturing will get better in H2 FY26 as the premium product segment grows. So what is an update on that? Do we see any traction on the premium product segment?
So yes, Nishita, there is a traction on the premium product segment. For this quarter alone, there was a big shift from our contract manufacturing to our in-house manufactured them. We had higher revenues from our in-house manufactured goods, which is a significant shift. On a quarter-on-quarter basis alone, the in-house manufacturing goods was up nearly 15%, and that is a reflection that there has been a movement in the right direction for the company, which is also reflected in the increase in our gross margin.
Understood. So, can you give a bifurcation on how much revenue we got from in-house manufacturing and from contract manufacturing, if possible?
For this quarter, as I stated earlier, our in-house manufactured goods stood at 60.7 crores and contract manufacturing stood at 32.3 crores.
33.2 crores.
32.3.
32.3. Right. Okay. Understood. And my next question is you mentioned that we'll end the year FY26 at 6.5% EBITDA margin earlier. So in this quarter, we've had a 5.8% of EBITDA margin only. So do we still see that happening? Do we still see us ending 6.5%?
We will be in somewhere in that direction, between 6 to 6.5%.
Okay, so what will drive this EBITDA margin growth in Q4 FY26?
Well, we expect the revenue to be slightly better in the fourth quarter as well. Quarter three, we saw a significant challenge, especially in India, which is a core market, related to the the pollution ban. So there is that. Second is also our gross margins have started improving, and I think with a combination of both will allow us to hit that number for the year.
Okay, understood. And going forward, the current revenue from in-house and contract, how do we see that going forward? Are we going to increase our in-house manufacturing more? What is the percentage range that it will be in?
So in-house manufacturing will continue to improve, I think, in the fourth quarter as well. And for the next financial year, I think it's a little too early to say what would be the range, but we expect a 55-45 ratio mix to continue, which is what it currently is. Sorry, 60-40 ratio to improve slightly to 65-35 maybe next year, but it's too early for me to say it. So we expect
So
that this.
currently,
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
yeah. So currently, 60% comes from contract manufacturing and 40% comes from in-house.
No. I think just one second. 64% comes from in-house. That's what it was for this quarter. I think this 64 to 65% is what we're looking for the fourth quarter as well, to be from in-house, and 35% to be from outhouse.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nishida. Friends, anyone with a question, request you to raise your hand and we'll take it up. Friends, anyone wishing to ask a question, request you to please raise your hand. Nishida, do you have a follow-up question?
No, sorry.
We'll take the next question from Tarun Rathi. Okay. From Ashwath Rajan. Ashwath, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was with respect to the import scare that had reduced over the past few quarters, over the last year, in fact. So what is the current scenario on that? And if we do see imports flowing in again in the future, how do we hedge ourselves for that risk?
Ashwath, this is related to finished goods, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. So the finished goods import that was coming, so now there is the QCO norms which have been implemented since February or March of this year. So there is not much of imported goods that are coming into the industry currently. However, what has happened is that the unorganized sector has had a slight revival in the last quarter or so, in the last 5 6 months, on account of the cheap imports not coming. So it's not had an impact on the premium segment as yet, but the unorganized sector, especially towards Yamunanagar or Kerala, which was struggling because of the cheap imports, those industries have had a slight revival.
So, given on the unorganized end, how do we see this for us? Are we seeing any stress on our volumes in any way, or how does
There
this look?
is, there was an expectation that there would be a significant improvement in the branded plywood segment, but the branded plywood segment has become a very competitive space right now. So there are some challenges on volume, especially in terms of financial liquidity in the building material space. Overall, has been a little tight from the channel partner side. But I think this is temporary, and I think the country is just going through a phase, and this will kind of sort out itself in the quarters or maybe over the next 1 year, hopefully. Having said that, for us as an organization, we've been very, very disciplined on our debtors and on that side. So we will continue to maintain that discipline.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ashraf. Friends, anyone wishing to ask a question, request you to raise your hand. Anyone with a question, please raise your hand. We take the next question from Hena Mura. Hena, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, loud and
Yes,
clear.
you are.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask you on the timber front, right? We had seen inflation over the last 8 quarters or so. What we understand is, at least for plywood, those timber prices are sustaining where they are not going up. But when can we see this coming off? Anything? I think in February, can we expect, maybe next quarter? Just wanted to understand from you.
So timber prices have stabilized, you're right, but I do not expect them to soften too much. I think they will be in this range for some time. We have to also note that a lot of wood veneer that comes into the country today is coming from. There's also the factor of the Indian rupee becoming weaker. And there might, as a result, the domestic wood timber prices ka demand could go up if the dollar continues to strengthen. And that would put again pressure on the raw material prices. So it's very, very fragile and very difficult to say which way would it go. But currently, for the foreseeable few months, I don't see a major hike or softening in the raw material prices for the plywood industry.
Okay, I understand. So where would we be in terms of, per kg? Would we be at 9 rupees today in the north?
Ma'am, we don't produce timber, we don't procure timber in the northern part of the country, so I would not be the right person to give an answer on that.
Okay, but
Yeah.
any average price that you would know? I mean, what we would be working with?
No, I don't want to speculate on that.
Okay, understood. And the second question was more on the demand front, right? I mean, you did say that the competitive pressures are higher on the branded side. So would that also mean that the secondary demand, or the consumption, is still lagging, and that's the reason for this entire vicious circle?
There are two parts to this. So our tracking of tertiary or secondary sales shows that there is a higher movement of secondary sales over last year, significantly higher, but that's not relating into our primary revenue growth for the time being. One of the reasons for that is the credit tightness that we maintain with our channel partners. And we've taken a conscious call that we will not chase revenue growth over, fiscal discipline. So that has been a factor. Secondly, as I said, in the third quarter, we had the GRAP4 restriction in Delhi NCR, which was very extended in the month of December and then post Diwali as well. And compared to last year, this year we've had, I think, more than 14 to 15 working days loss in Delhi NCR and surrounding areas. And as a result of that, the credit cycle becomes tighter. The cash flows for the channel partners and distributors become tighter because there's no construction happening. There's no flow of funds into them, and that's had an impact on us. And as an organization, more than 60, 55 to 60% of our revenue comes from northern part of the country, and so we are very sensitive to this. But I think fourth quarter onwards, and then quarter one next year, I think we should be back on track.
Understood. Okay, this has been very helpful. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Hina. Friends, anyone with a question, request you to please raise your hand and we'll take it up. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Anyone wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Friends, as there are no further questions, I'd like to hand over the webinar back to Mr. Chitlangia for his closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Akhilesh.
Right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining our Q3 FY26 earnings call. I really look forward to seeing you at the next earning call as well. As I mentioned, that this quarter was challenging, but the organization's gross margins have improved and our EBITDA margins are year-on-year improving, and we expect this performance to keep continuing. And look forward to seeing you at the next webinar. Naveen, you're on mute.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Chitlangia and Mr. Yadav, for taking time out to interact with the investors. We look forward to hosting you in the next quarter once again. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.